Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have two special guests with me in the studio to talk about the Chamber of Commerce Alaska Business Week. I have Sheila Finkenbeiner. She's a company advisor, and Savannah Holder, who was a participant last summer. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Holly, for having us.
Well, Sheila, I don't often do Morning Edition, and I think the last time I was here that we talked about Alaska Business Week.
Did we?
I think so.
Well, how about that?
It's
a good thing to talk about anyway.
It is. This is a very, and can we technically call it a camp?
Yes.
Would that be okay?
It's a summer camp.
It's a summer, yeah. But it's a very engaged sort of summer camp.
Very engaged. No slacking. But lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Because like camp, you think, drinking bug juice, chasing butterflies.
No bug juice or butterflies.
learning how to sail. But this is task-oriented businesses? Creating a company?
Yes. Okay. The kids are divided up into companies. Mm-hmm. And each company is basically a wholesale manufacturer of digital equipment. And during the week, which goes very fast, they run through 2 years of production, marketing, and financial projections and try to outcompete the other companies in the camp.
And we do this all in 1 week?
We do this all in 1 week, and it's very fast, isn't it, Savannah?
Yeah, and it goes all day, so it's really long days. But it's really fun. I liked it a lot.
So, Savannah, you attended last year.
Yes.
And actually this camp is located in Fairbanks.
At UAF campus.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So you're flying to Fairbanks, and you're thinking, what?
Why in the heck did my mom make me do this?
Were you interested in business before you attended this camp?
A little bit, yeah, but it was just more for the learning experience because I didn't really know anything about businesses. But when I left, I learned a lot, so I was pretty happy I did it.
Oh, good, 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 good. So this camp is going to happen at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus, July 14th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. How do students sign up, participate?
They can sign up, but the simplest way is just to Google Alaska Business Week, but the address is uaf.edu/ABW for Alaska Business Week. And they can get more information that way, or they could call Hope at 907-474-5942.
And what type of kid wants to go to this?
You know what, Holly? It's not at all a select group of kids. We have kids from every academic level, all kinds of interests, all over the state. Outgoing, shy, every kind of kid, aren't they?
That's anybody, anybody and everybody are the kind of kids that go. There's no, what's the word?
No qualifications or criteria for...
No, it's like not... What is the word? There's no cliques.
Oh.
There you go.
That's very nice.
It's not an exclusive group of kids.
And that's good. So you didn't have you weren't hungry for business knowledge. You get up there. Everyone seems to be working pretty well together. Was it intense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, well, it's not that some kids were hungry to learn about businesses, but then some kids are, kind of laid back about it. It just depends. Everyone was different.
Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite part of participating?
I really liked the learning. I don't know. There wasn't really a favorite part. Just the whole knowing how a business runs, getting the firsthand experience was really fun.
Was there a certain event that you had to attend as part of this business planning? Did you meet any Alaskan celebrities.
Oh, yeah. We had a trade show at the end of the week where we presented our final product, which was something we could actually, like, something that could be actually produced, and we sold our product to all these, like, business executives that came down, and that was really nerve-wracking, but it was really interesting to see, like, how it would have went in the real world, I guess.
They have to become very professional.
Yes.
And respectful of each other and of the guests. The week is really broken up between time in our company rooms where we're doing the work to grow this company, and then going to assemblies where the kids hear from a variety, like 9 different speakers over the course of the week. So it's pretty much go, 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 and work real hard. Hey, I don't understand this. Go to hear a speak, come back. Okay, maybe this is a little more understanding this time.
Yeah.
Go to another speaker, go to a fun event, come back to class. Oh, okay, I'm beginning to get this now. Hey, did we beat the other teams?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really, really busy and fun.
And I introduce you as a company advisor, and this is your third year?
This will be my third year to go as a company advisor. So there's one of us for every 8 to 10 kids, depending on how many kids we get in. And we're there basically to say, okay, guys, here's how it works. Here's what you have to do to run this company now. Go for it. We select a CEO. And then the CEO chooses the different officers in the company, and then they do the work. They make it happen. They make the decisions. We don't. We just kind of keep them in line, and they become the marketers and the financial people and the production managers, and it's really amazing what they do.
All right, now you got to give us the inside scoop. Like, is the week intensive? Like, can you tell, like, over the past 3 years, the dynamics of the different groups that you've had?
Very different, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the first year I got the totally dysfunctional group that they picked the wrong CEO and they didn't want to cooperate with each other and just arguments. And, yeah, real world, sometimes companies are kind of dysfunctional. And,
yeah.
But you learn anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do in a situation like this? Last year the group with Savannah was just really, really cooperative and helped each other and very respectful of each other. And it worked very well together, and we ended up taking one of the first prizes, did very well. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very competitive.
Wow.
Yeah, you want to be the best company at the trade show or at the presentation or at the simulation. The kids love it.
Savannah, what was the prize? I have to know.
A piece of paper.
Yeah, we just got an award. Our company got 3rd out of 7, and we ranked consistently in the top 3 throughout the whole week. So
we did.
Just knowing that, I don't know, you just get like a little award, really. But it's cool, like knowing, I don't know.
And what people don't know is that you're beaming talking about this. There's a huge smile on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem very proud of your accomplishments. So,
yeah.
Sheila, how this is located in Fairbanks. Is
on
there
the
a cost for this camp?
Speaking of Fairbanks first, yes. I want to let kids know that 2 college credits, they will earn from this.
Yeah.
So, and just learning what it's like on a campus. They're in the dorms. They're reading at Lola Tilly Commons and going sort of to class. And there is a $450 fee, but there are a lot of scholarships available. Alaska Pipeline Service Company is one of the newest ones for Alaska Native students. There may be some local scholarships for kids if kids want to give Hope a call and find out what might be available. 25% off on Alaska Airlines. The railroad gives a free trip from Anchorage to Fairbanks and back, so that can be a fun way to kind of start the week and end the week. And so it's very doable for any kid that wants to go. I don't want money to get in the way, and Alaska Business Week will make sure that they get the help that they need to get there.
Well, it sounds like an exceptional opportunity. What's the deadline to apply?
That's been extended to the 15th of June.
Okay.
So we are trying to get up to 100 kids this year. We started with 55 the first year, 65 last year, and we're trying to get to 100 now. So.
And is there only so many people from Sitka can go, or?
Absolutely not. Oh, there's great. Just no anybody can apply. And last year we had two.
Three Edgecombe students.
Three Edgecombe and one Sitka. Yeah, Krista Meyer from Sitka High went, and three kids from Edgecombe. And the year before we had Holly and Joey from Sitka High.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'd love to have a couple more.
Very exciting. Alaska Business Week. The deadline has been extended, and a wonderful camp experience at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. That happens July 14th through the 21st. And Sheila, if folks needed to contact you with more questions, what's the best way?
738-3098. I'd be happy to answer any questions from kids or parents.
Terrific.
Or anybody who would like to help sponsor a kid to go, because we're happy to help take sponsorships to help kids go.
Very good. Thank you, Sheila Finkenbinder, Savannah Holder, talking about Alaska Business Week.
Thank you, Holly.